crack open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
All right, welcome in. I'm not Joe, but I'll try. Welcome in, Pine Room Podcast here at the Pine Room Studios. Matt here along with Jarrett Cooley and Soup. A four-man battle royal right now. We're going to get into some hard-hitting topics today. I can't wait. I'm honored to be the moderator. It's good to be back with you fellas. Haven't been around for a few weeks. Was vacationing over on the Eastern Shore, relaxing, clearing my mind, and now ready to get back to work. Today was the first day back to the office, so that's not very fun. I'm going to have to go onto the Brownie House website and order like 6 pounds of brownies to get me through.
Did you feel a little bit like behind today when you got?
I kept up on my stuff, so no, not really. But yeah, just a little bit. Like I'm just like my body's not used to getting back into the mode of getting up really, really early and getting there and then coming over doing radio and then we go right here. So, yeah, it's a busy day, but I'll get acclimated and get back used to it again. But how's everybody doing? First of all, let's talk about that. Soup, how have you been?
Good. When you said Eastern Shore and relaxing in the same sentence, I literally felt that. Yeah. Like that, there's no, it is tough to beat that, especially like when we're at Cooley's or like anytime you're near water and you have nothing to do.
You can just We talked about it this weekend.
You literally can't beat that.
It's a good feeling.
Especially when you can shut your phone off and just like put it off to the side.
Well, you were nowhere near water. This past week, because you were on a trip too.
Yeah, San Antonio. We were talking about that. It is way hotter in Wheeling than it is in San Antonio. The degrees might be higher, right, but the humidity you feel in West Virginia is nowhere close to what you feel in Texas. You just go out there and it's just hot. But you step outside in Wheeling, kind of like Florida a little bit, when you start sweating immediately.
Oh, this past week was horrible.
I got home just really in time for the worst of it. Friday they said was the worst.
Yeah, it was bad. But then actually this morning it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool out this morning. Did you do anything fun in San Antonio?
No, just worked. I mean, they have one of my favorite restaurants in America. It's called Whiskey Cake, and it's like a franchise. There's like 8 to 10 of them. There's one in Tampa. We got to go.
Better be good, because the way you've hyped this place up.
They only have one dessert. It's their whiskey cake. They soak it in like the whiskey, and they've got like caramelized nuts on top.
If I eat enough of it, will I get drunk?
There's no way.
I guess technically you could try. Probably, maybe.
How was Whataburger?
Oh, that's unbelievable. It's awesome, isn't it? I FaceTimed Jub when you guys were somewhere. It's the best fast food burger I've had. It's not even close.
Other than Shake Shack, I would say it's my number one.
I could not believe it. I literally took a bite and I FaceTimed Jub immediately. I was like, Jub, you're not going to believe
it. Did you get anything else there?
I got
Shake or anything?
No, I got the burger I got was their melt, their patty melt.
Smash? Smash burger?
Yeah, I haven't had that yet.
Oh, I didn't know if that's what it
did
was.
You,
no, yeah, it is. It's not one of those giant patties, no. It's really good.
Have you had In-N-Out?
Yeah, it's good. Their animal fries are what do it for me. It's like fries with like all this stuff on top. But In-N-Out's like, I would compare it to Wendy's.
Solid, but not great.
Where'd you have In-N-Out?
San Diego and San Francisco.
Right.
Have you had In-N-Out, Matt?
Yes. Yep.
So is Whataburger better?
I think so, yeah. In-N-Out, it's okay. Good, but not great.
I couldn't believe that when I took a bite of that Whataburger, how good it was.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it a thick
burger?
But not like one of those big heaping ones. But it's big. It's like big, like a big cylinder.
It's really, really good.
It was really good.
You'd be hard-pressed. Their chicken tenders are pretty good, too. Fries are solid. Damn. Shakes are good. Very good all-around place.
Man, that makes it. I'm getting hungry.
I still haven't been to the Jeff Ruby's yet. I want to go to that.
You got
to
get. There's one in Cincinnati too. So you got two options there. We were talking about Portillo's on the radio. Have you ever crossed one of those?
Uh-uh.
You got to get to one of them because they're exceptional with the hot dogs and the beef sandwiches.
Oh yeah, wow. I didn't ask you because we were talking about it on the radio. I don't think we even got into it. What is Portillo? It's known for Italian style
beef sandwiches. And then Chicago style hot dogs. But you can get any kind of hot dogs. You can get hot dogs with cheese on them, hot dogs with whatever you. I mean, they are massive. They are delicious. Their crinkle cut fries are amazing. They have tons of stuff. They have like 25 things on the menu, and they're all really, really good stuff. Like everything, sausage. If you like the hot sausages, Really good
so
stuff.
So it's kind of like a real diverse.
Yeah, it's got everything. It's the best, probably the best fast food slash half. Like it's a dine in. You can, although they're supposedly going to close all the dining rooms here at some point.
You know you're in for trouble when you know you're in for trouble. And you know you're in for a good meal when you show up to a restaurant. And there's not prices listed.
Yeah,
that can
be good or bad, yeah, depending on what your status of income is at the time. But yeah, no.
I went to I got you guys still on the radio on my phone. I went to this place in Richmond, Virginia called Blue Atlas. This is one of the coolest things. You show up and there's five sections on the menu. There are five different spots around the world.
Right.
And then underneath each section, like they're split into different continents, are recipes from that continent. So, and it's like, they're like all appetizers. So you choose something from like North America, then you choose something from like Africa. And that was really, really cool.
Wow. I'm looking at the Portillo's menu right now.
Yeah. It's
just like crazy hot. So it goes hot. Oh, no, went black on me. It was hot dogs. Charbroiled burgers.
Yep.
Beef and sausage sandwich, chicken, sandwiches and ribs, salads, Barnelli's pasta, soups, and then you got shakes and stuff. Damn, this stuff looks
good.
They
got everything. When I was in Chicago for 3 days, I went there 3 different times because I wanted to get – I got like 2 things each time I went. Yeah. And I went to some other good places too, like the Giordano's Deep Dish Pizza and things like that. But
it's
a must stop. If you can find a Portillo's, there's not that many
of
them out there.
Looks Chicago. Like Livonia, Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan's got one. They got one in Arizona now, and they got one – they're supposedly going to put one in Vegas here soon.
Let's look at the directions there. 209 miles. I'm going to say it's – it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Four hours, 45 minutes.
To Michigan?
That's almost worth the drive.
Yeah. Damn.
I'd have to stay for like 2 days, though.
You just eat.
I'd eat and then fall asleep and just go right back and eat.
Portillo's in Michigan. Honestly, I've never even heard of Portillo's until you said it today.
Oh, yeah. It's legendary. It's but it is a regional thing, so a lot of people don't know about it, and they haven't been able to experience it. And I was lucky enough to go there with one of the best local tour guides of the Chicago area ever, former West Liberty pitcher, my boy Alex Triantafillo, and he is.
Is that where he's from?
He knows his way around the food, that's for sure. So yeah. We went out there and went out for Miami Notre Dame game football a few years ago, and he showed us a hell of a time there. So
that's
good stuff.
Get
to a Portillo's immediately. But in the meantime, you got to get those brownies at yesbrownies.com right now. Soup, tell us a little bit about this venture that
we got
coming
code
up.
Let's go. Code word Prime, Pine Room.
Pine Room.
For 20% off.
Well, yeah, because
it's live now.
Well, it'll be live when this – well, no.
Technically,
I guess when people hear this, it'll be the giveaway.
Yeah, it'll be Thursday. Go to our Instagram at the Pine Room Studios. Comment a friend, win some brownies. They're literally giving away over $100 worth of brownies on Thursday.
Yeah, These things are damn good, people.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
And I guess we tech because the past two episodes I've kind of just like prefaced it, but I guess officially we can say that we're partnered with the Brownie House out of Morgantown, West Virginia.
Really cool.
It's our
our first true like edible partnership, I guess.
Well, they're not edible brownies. They're not like weed brownies. they're
you probably,
regular
you could probably
regular
add
brownies.
Some things to them.
Yeah, but
to.
We're officially partnered with the Brownie House out of Morgantown, West Virginia. Awesome people. I've yet to get down there. Soup and Cooley have been there. I was in Ocean City with Matt when they went down. But we have tried the brownies. Absolutely incredible. They ship anywhere in the U.S. If you want to get a brownie for yourself, use code PINEROOM for 20% off your order. Really, really cool, cool partnership. And I'm still trying to think of the word, not natural partnership.
Yeah.
I guess
like I know where you're getting at.
Authentic.
Authentic.
It's our first authentic partnership where they came to us, with the idea and was just,
it's going to be really cool. I mean,
we were all on board.
It's 6 months long. So,
yeah.
I mean, like we're about to have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah.
So. And the brownies are really good, which helps makes it a lot easier to sell.
Yeah, definitely. So today, when you're hearing this, go on to our Instagram for a chance to win some Pine Room merch and some brownies. We've yet to set the rules, but
people are gonna win some stuff though.
Some pretty important stuff. I mean, that's a lot of brownies.
No, they're literally giving away 3 brownie boxes.
That's a lot of brownies.
They're not just giving away one brownie to 3 winners.
And seriously, they are unbelievable.
I hope I win.
They are incredible brownies.
Are we eligible for this?
Yeah, we might
end on my name.
But yeah. I'm pretty sure like one brownie can feed up to three to four people. Like, you can cut it into fourths, and then they're giving away eight of those per person. So they're like, giving away 24 brownies.
Like, if you wanted a good, like a small dessert, but like it was good, like I would just have a little slice of brownie, and that would be enough because they are so rich in flavor.
Yeah.
But shout out to Brownie House. Really, really excited for this partnership. So
use that code Pine Room.
Code Pine
Room. Get on there today. Get your brownies ordered for 4th of July or whatever event you got coming up. Or if you just want to eat them yourself, because that's what I'd recommend. Yeah,
that's right.
Just buy them for someone else, but eat them yourself.
Exactly. What do you got for us, Matt?
All right, so let's talk about the big news of the week. Of course, it's the presidential debate here. I know you guys are all going to be watching it intently.
I think I will.
Let me ask you this, and all three of you can answer this. Are you more intrigued now because we have a president that's declining massively cognitively right in front of our eyes, or would you be interested anyway?
I think I'd be interested either way just because we're less than 6 months away.
Right.
And I feel like it's our due diligence just to tune in and kind of understand what's going on. But I just, like I told you guys what I just read, there's no audience. So I don't know what, like, are they just going to be fighting back and forth? Because there's no way they're actually going to be able to debate every topic.
It's probably going to be the moderator fighting with Trump and then Biden just standing there like a vegetable. Cooley, will you watch it?
I might, but for different reasons. I'm not watching it because I'm generally interested in the politics. I'm more interested in seeing Joe shit his pants and Trump be a dickhead.
But you'll get both of
them. I'm kind of on the same. I have a little bit of interest in it, but more so that I think it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah,
I think it will be funny because just the way that President Biden is and then just the way that Trump is, the way that they go together, I think will be – I mean, it's like we were talking about it. It's like WWE. It's like a heavyweight matchup.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it, mostly just because of that. But just Biden, I'm just curious to see how he's going to act. Like, how is he going to be able to behave? How is he going to handle himself? Trump's going to be going at it pretty hard with the moderator, I'd imagine, since it's CNN.
Is Biden going to be able to think on the fly? Is he going to be able to answer
questions?
That's the question.
We don't know.
It's not like he knows what they're going to ask.
Well, he might. They might give him the answers. I wouldn't be surprised if he find that out.
Here's what's kind of crazy to me. So 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday night in Atlanta. I mean, it's not like these dudes are both 55 and 60 years old. Like 9 o'clock.
Trump doesn't seem to be phased by any of that.
Yeah, you're right.
They are older gentlemen.
He operates off 4 hours of sleep a night, which is just insane to me.
Matt, why? And I think Jubb had asked this a while ago. Why is Trump? So obviously he got charged with all the counts of whatever
34 felony.
Right.
Yeah. So why is he able to just go around and do whatever?
Because he hasn't been sentenced or anything yet, so he's still waiting for his sentencing. So he's out on bail until sentencing.
Wait, so what if he wins and then they're like, we're gonna sentence his ass to?
Well, you can serve.
Years.
You can be president from jail.
He might be pardoning himself. I don't think that's ever been tried.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Anybody
Wouldn't
can
that
do
be
it.
Awesome
it'd be him.
If he was in jail and he was the president.
The charges against him are pretty stupid, to be honest. Yeah. With you. I mean, there's plenty of things they probably could have got him on. But same with Hunter Biden. I didn't think he actually should have got convicted of those charges. I mean, of all the things that he's been accused of doing, to me that was like minimal. But people just go after these guys because of who they are more so than what they actually did. And bottom line is, if you were a regular person, they probably wouldn't even have tried you for the things that Trump was in trouble for. And same with the Hunter Biden stuff. I think it's
here's some big notes to take away for the Thursday debate. The debate will last 90 minutes. There will be two commercial breaks. There will be no audience. Biden and Trump will debate at the CNN studio in Atlanta. There's a muting mechanism. When one candidate is speaking, the other's mic will be turned off. There will be no opening statements. A coin flip determined that Biden will be positioned at the lectern on the right. As a result, Trump will get to deliver the final closing statement. Then the final one, no props or notes are allowed on stage. What is allowed is a pen, a pad of paper, and a bottle of water. Both of those guys are they could stumble, and then there's nothing in front of them.
That's got to favor Trump, though.
Definitely.
Because he's pretty quick.
I saw Shane Gillis say that Joe Biden's the perfect opponent for Trump because not even Joe Biden can get in his own head. So
he's not going to be intimidated by him at all.
That's going to be – I actually am intrigued to watch that. There will be – It'll be interesting. Right? Oh no, Buckos are actually off, so that'd be all.
Well, of course, then everything's good. Then clear the counter. The Pirates are off, and we got a presidential debate.
That's gonna be a heck of a night.
How about this? The latest PBS News, NPR, and Marist poll shows that younger people between the ages of 18 to 29 are least likely to say they'll watch the debate, and those aged 60 or older are most likely to watch. I feel like that age gap, 18 to 29, is like massive for the inner cities, for a lot of the swing states. Yeah. And they're just not going to watch. They're just voting.
Trump's doing a hell of a job going into those areas, though, going down to Harlem and all those places that you would never. And then a lot of the black community leaders are thanking him for saying, you know, Obama never even came here. Like, at least you care. You're trying. So got to give him credit. So we'll see how that turns out. Yeah. Should be an exciting spectacle. Which you can hear about, listen to us on The Watchdog on Friday.
What are the other countries saying about our election coming up? Is anyone
thinking? They kind of just laugh. I mean, right now the image of the United States is not good. And Democrat or Republican aside, or whatever you are, you can't feel great about Biden right now. You got to feel like they should have another candidate. Whether that person can beat Trump, then fine, whatever. But you've got to be worried, because that guy's just really, really not there right now. And 4 years, and shame on his family for putting him through that. If that was your relative, would you feel cool about that?
No, it'd make me sick.
I wouldn't. I would never want my dad or grandfather to 100%. Be dealing with that.
Like, just pull him out.
Horrible.
Get him out. Like, because if he does win, that
Kamala
he's
give
there.
It a try.
He's gonna be there through 2028.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't think he'll make it. I don't think he'll make it. Which worries me too. Which, you know, people have the conspiracy theories, or a lot of people think that if he wins this somehow, then they'll kill him off and she'll take over, which is possible. It's not, and you know, they're kind of crafting those thoughts right now. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. One way or another, the world will be outraged come election day. All right, let's go to another topic here. So where do you guys stand on this? Kind of goes right off of this. Where do you guys stand on these idiot people that continue to say if Trump's elected, they're leaving the country, he's going to put them in concentration camps? Now, he already was president. He didn't do any of that the first time. Why is he going to do it again? So what do you guys think about the people that say that? Because I think they're I don't even know why people listen to him.
Well, they said it last time. They said, oh, that's it. I'm Canada. Yep. I'm gone.
But none of them left.
We'll see at work on Monday.
I just don't think people realize that, like, no matter where you go, okay, yeah, politics or the Democrat, Republican, whatever you believe in, is a lot of it bad, yes, but we still live in arguably the best country in the world. Like, we get to just wake up and go do whatever we want and say whatever we want.
Yeah, we get to do this.
Right. Yeah.
Not being locked up for saying what we think.
Yeah.
And although that censorship is gone, you know, a little off the rails, people getting fired for their opinions and beliefs, and that's terrible. And you need to push back against that, because we all deserve a voice, and whatever it is, you're allowed to disagree with people. You could still like somebody and not, you know, agree with them about everything. That's going to happen a lot. It's just natural. But it bothers me. But it's always those damn celebrities, like your Taylor Swifts and those people that say that.
What if she takes Kelce to another country and he just becomes like
a CFL tight end?
Yeah, what if he just dominates Canadian football or something?
He probably would, but I don't think he really wants to do that. I mean, is it really worth all that headache?
He is friends. He was college roommates with what's his face, right? That plays in the Canadian Football League at Cincinnati.
Oh, Kolaris.
Yeah.
Kolaris.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were roommates. Him, Jason, and Kolaris, I believe.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, to me, it doesn't even affect people like that. The people that are saying they're going to leave, what's it going to affect you? Whoever the president is, you're worth $1 billion. Yeah. It's not going to affect your life at all.
Yeah.
You can yell about your social issues, but it's not affecting you.
I'd like to know the percentage of people that actually, like, when he got elected in 16, when, or like, if they actually left the country. The percentage of people
that said,
oh, I'm heading to Canada, I'm
less
gone.
Less than 1%. In Canada, their guy's nuts, too. Mm-hmm. God.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Trudeau. He's a disaster. Oh, the guy's a clown. The world leaders are a mess. That world summit when Biden was over there was kind of funny. That Italian lady has to help him along. And then I thought she was going to knock out the president of France, Macron, that Italian woman. She seemed like she hated that guy. She was making like these like smirking faces at him. And I don't know. The world leaders, it's a mess. Putin, he's banned from everything. Chairman Kim over there in North Korea. I don't know. It's the world's a dangerous place right now. Hopefully World War III doesn't erupt. But
yeah.
I mean, we've got wars going on in two places right now, and it's a scary time. And you just kind of worry about Biden being in charge there. Whether you like Trump or not, you got to feel he's more competent.
How far are we away from the Olympics?
just a couple months, like less. Well, it'd be July, so the end, like end of July, end of in August they start. I think
they we should get to pick
like
one,
a month.
We should get to pick one gold medal winner from each country. To lead the country for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I'll be hard. Give that
the best
sharp.
Athlete.
Yeah, the best athlete.
I don't know who I'd pick on USA.
you could oh, man.
Probably one of the swimmers or somebody like
what
that.
What if they
maybe.
Pick LeBron from the Olympic basketball team?
Is he playing?
Yeah, God.
Yeah, I think so.
Is he playing?
Is Jaylen Brown playing?
Of course he's playing.
I don't know.
Did you see how smart Jaylen Brown is?
He's a genius.
That's
yeah.
unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He's like leading.
I don't want to hype up a Boston Celtic.
You ever seen that, Matt?
No.
He like leads like MIT robotic classes and mm-hmm. stuff like that in his free time. That's awesome.
Yeah, jeez.
If I was him, I'd get out of basketball and get into that. I didn't know that. A guy couldn't dribble with his left hand. I found it surprising that he could.
Wait, you don't think Jaylen Brown's any good?
No, I think he's good, but like he turns the ball when he goes left. But no, I mean he's all right. So yeah, but Cooley's right. You know, only Celtic will give credit to is Missoula since he gave credit to West Liberty.
Go, Matt. That was awesome. That was really cool.
Yeah, he's a humble guy, and plus I like a lot of his comments just about racial relations and stuff. He's very. He's centered and he understands what's going on in the world and he doesn't make it about just the hate speech that people.
I like when
they wanted him. They tried to get him to react the way they wanted him to and he didn't do it.
I like when the reporters try to throw an agenda on him and he says and he just brings up
smart
Christ
enough not to bite.
Or God. Yeah. I was like, this dude's the man.
It's awesome. Yeah, full marks to him. Good guy. I met him a few times when he coached at Fairmont. He was always nice. The staff that he was on had some real dicks on it, but he was a good guy.
Did Crutchfield change? This is going to sound crazy, but did Crutchfield change the way coaches look at offense?
I would say so, yeah. Huggins stole the stuff from him, the press of Virginia. That was stolen from West Liberty. Crutch came down and did the damn camp and showed him how to do everything.
Where did Crutchfield get that?
He came up with himself. He wanted to play. He said he didn't ever understand why people didn't play a faster tempo and try to maximize possessions and take better shots. And the more you have the ball, the more you're going to have good shots, the more you're going to score. And probably you're going to be able to win games that way. And then obviously you press two to make the defensive element.
So that started.
He came up with it all. He never read it in a book. It was all his own. He said, I don't know if it would work, but try it out.
And so it went from Coach Crutchfield and then probably to West Virginia next.
Yeah, he went down there and did that camp for Huggins and showed them how West Liberty did everything. And then sure enough, here we go the next year. It pissed me off, actually. Get to press Virginia shirts out and they're stealing from West Liberty.
And then
they
and then
stole
it
that from
went
West Liberty.
To, probably what Coach Spolstra next?
Yeah, I mean
that relationship. Was
yeah, well, then when
right?
he went to Nova, then Spolstra started to take interest in this guy kind of knows what he's doing and kind of makes you think like, wow, we can utilize this. And then Missoula gets it, starts branching out, and other teams were trying to do it. I mean, Coach Sandcombs brought an element to that of his Calhoun at Fairmont. I mean, they all started playing that up tempo, not quite the same, but very similar.
Do you think the platoon subbing was Crutchfield's?
No,
did you ever see
he didn't do that.
He didn't
much.
Go
no,
five in five.
No,
okay,
no, he did not. No, because honestly, his first couple of years, we didn't have anybody else.
Really?
We played five guys. I had maybe a sixth man,
and we're all okay. So those five guys were. It was just up tempo the whole game.
Yeah.
How did they? How did they not
that can
pass
the ball.
Over?
Yeah, I mean the conditioning though that he put them through, and it was all basketball conditioning.
Yeah.
So he had a method to it all. Just the drills and stuff they did were all translated to game. A lot of times you see in sports, whether it's baseball, hockey, basketball, football, a lot of the drills don't translate. Like, you're like, I'm never doing this in a game. Like, or like, you do like 1/4 of the actual drill in a game. But in his way, it all seemed to mesh together. It's weird how
Crutchfield literally changed the game.
Yeah, no, he did. And he always once said he just couldn't believe that guys like Bill Self and these great coaches that had all these top level athletes would never try to play more up tempo. It would always be walk it up.
Yeah.
Walk it up the floor, slow the game down. You give your opponent a much better chance of hanging in the game when they're not as good as you when you do that. So,
yeah
he was way above his time. How do we get talking about that?
I don't know.
Oh, because of Missoula, because of Celtics and all that. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, congratulations, Coach Missoula. If you want to come on the show, call us.
Go Mountaineers.
We'd be happy to have you. All right, so we'll talk about one thing that makes people outrage, the presidential debate, and then another thing, and you guys may have talked about this before, so forgive me, and if we did, then we'll go for it fast. What is going on? This it's a pandemic, this stuff with the tipping. Every single thing now, people are soliciting for a fucking tip. I'm sick and tired of it. Like,
what
you... Every single thing that you do now, you order takeout, you do that, you go to, asked to tip. It's you.
Matt,
I mean,
I
you go to the
gonna,
water fountain, you got to give a goddamn tip.
I was just going to, we're going to get Laura Graves on that owns Ellen Jack's and owns right. Avenue Eats. And I wanted to ask her where she stood with it because where do you draw the line?
I think it hurts businesses that were, you know, you're accustomed to tipping at a restaurant. You
yes.
come in, you get great service.
Yes.
I am an extremely good tipper. Like beyond. I tip too much, probably. If you're good, you're going to get tipped really well, bartender, person at a restaurant. But my God, that commercial that they have on TV is very legitimate. That guy's doing a set of a freaking bench press, and the guy's got the fucking thing there for him to tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because he's spotting him. Like, it's a pandemic. To me, it's outrageous. You go every single place you go. You take your dog to a daycare. You take everything is tip. But why? I mean, you make an hourly wage. You're expected to tip at fast food now, they're saying. It's like, come on.
Do you think American restaurants' business would go up if we took the European style where we weren't tipping?
Yeah.
And the servers were just getting paid a certain per hour?
Well, I also think that we don't have the work ethic that the Europeans have. And I truly mean that. I still would know them. But I used to be in touch with a lot of young international students. And those kids' work ethics just blow our people away right now. And I don't know how that happened or whatever, but no, I think that would probably help a little bit. But this whole, you just got your hand out for everything. It's just like you order a takeout. That was never a thing. Like you go to
you
a
never
donut
used a
shop.
Tip for takeout?
No. I mean, I don't. Like, you go into the restaurant
yeah,
and take
you pick,
it.
Yeah, you pick
the I don't food. Understand what service they're giving. It's different. Like, if I go to Figuretti's, I always give the girl $5 who brings the food out from that, because theirs is
yeah.
like a curbside. Okay, that's different. But if I'm going right there to the hostess or the bar and the bag's just sitting there,
yeah.
why in the hell is this guy going to get a tip? He didn't serve me at
yeah.
all. He didn't cook the food. I'd rather go back and give it
that.
To the cooks.
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
I was looking this up to, like, see. This is on the subreddit on Reddit of Los Angeles. This is from Wet Burrito 10 from last year. He says, why am I being asked to tip everywhere when I pay with credit card? I've never been one of those guys that hates tipping, but holy crap, they're really pushing it.
Yeah.
I went to buy takeout food at a restaurant, and when I inserted my debit card to pay, it asked me to tip 10%, 20%, 30%. This wasn't a nice restaurant or anything, just in a normal, affordable place. I wasn't even eating there. I don't mind tipping, but I don't feel like I'm being forced to tip. In addition, it makes the paying process longer. Anyone thinks forcing us to enter no tip or to tip when we buy food is really annoying. And then this guy says, there's a bar by me where you pour your own beer. It's one of those places where you get a bracelet that tracks what you drink. When you check out at the end of the night, the cashier flips the iPad over
yep.
and it asks
yep.
you if you want to leave a tip for getting your own glass and pouring your own beer.
I hate that. I like
incredible.
To rip that iPad off of the,
yeah,
the counter.
Oh my
this
goodness.
Guy says in quotes, it's just going to ask you a question real quick, and then it flips the iPad towards me. So that's what I you know,
oh
now that
gosh.
You say that, I never even, I heard, like.
I heard, like, hotel.
I've just become, like, accustomed to it now.
Yeah.
I never even, like, thought about
hotel
it until you said that.
Hotel check-in people and stuff, like, the front desk got the tip jars out. I was at a hardware store somewhere, and there was a tip jar, and I'm like, wait. Like, I mean, I get it. If somebody gives you exceptional help, I'm giving that directly to the person, though.
Yeah.
Like, I need this to do a home project. This guy helped me. Then okay, but everywhere you go, there's one
yeah.
of those damn Apple pads flipped over. Here it is, tip, and it always has 30% highlighted
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, yeah. I'm going no because you did not do anything.
Yeah, this
oh,
guy
man.
Says he says too. It says what's even more nefarious is that it used to be that you had to opt in to tipping. Now you have to opt out.
and, so, and they give you the stink eye
well,
if you
it,
fucking
it says,
don't do
it.
It
says so click the button to confirm you're an asshole.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's
well,
so
Jared,
funny. I never even thought about that.
I feel like the only one that is justifiable. So obviously, if we're sitting down at a bar or a restaurant and we're getting served, we always tip. Like
yeah.
that's simple.
Like you
right.
get a, you
that's
get a drink.
Normal practice.
If you get a quality
yes,
service, absolutely.
I feel like the only one that's justifiable is Starbucks when you're getting served.
Oh man,
you're to go. Like because they flip,
man.
they flip it there. So
dude. I gotta
you go
say,
there every day.
So,
what, do you
I went
tip
there,
every day?
I have never one time tipped at Starbucks.
Well, good
that's
for you. That, take
yes,
a stand.
Ever. That's
I
the
mean,
only
I've
one.
Never, I've never done it.
What'd you say, cool?
It's already expensive as fuck.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
exactly. What are you paying for? I don't get it.
I mean, it's not, I either go in the store or drive through the
yes.
drive-thru. I never. Do you?
no. I used to, like, if I have change, I do, but I feel like we shouldn't be tipping when we're getting served through a drive-thru.
Well, and I do it on the app, so I'm like,
yeah. I just Chick-fil-A or McDonald's.
Exactly.
Or,
like,
let me ask you guys this scenario. So you guys are getting all fucked up one night and you're somewhere and somebody's like, all right, we're going to talk about it's 12, whatever. And you get ordered the shit on the app and the first thing they're going to ask you is where the tip. They go right to the thing, 20, 30. I mean, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never. I would never.
I mean, I just don't. And I'm, like I say, I'm very, very generous. I think you guys would all be too.
100%.
Like, I give too much sometimes. But 100%. If I have good service, they are getting rewarded handsomely.
Sammy's the same way with that, with giving. I feel she gives a ton when someone does a good job. The other one, too, is when we do DoorDash or Uber Eats. Like, now those people.
Now, that's a service.
Yes, that's
so
a
that's,
service.
That is, I always tip for that.
Yeah.
Always. Because
I remember the one guy called into the radio. I mean, we know who he is now, but. But they were like, I delivered to a Matt Watson, and he tipped me well.
Yeah, yeah. I always tip.
I must have not been on that.
That was Jerry. Yeah. It was Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember
that.
Because
he delivers the DoorDash, he said. But, yeah, I always do that because that's actually – because driving around, especially in this area, good God, yeah, I do feel for those people. Like, that is a legitimate service. That is not a normal service. And yet, while there is a small fee, the tipping there, to me, is acceptable. But walking into a place, grabbing a bag, and giving the guy who didn't do anything, literally just had the bag written there, Watson, okay, there you go. Like, you know, what did you do?
You know what's crazy about this? Just in the airport last week, you know the little stands where you can get up and get your drink, your snack, and scan it yourself and pay?
Right.
I went to just get a water, and I scanned the water. I went to pay, and it wanted me to tip.
What?
Like, it asked for the tip.
And I think this was partially created. See what you guys think. Because we all pay with cards.
It's
easier for people to do it that way because you're not thinking about it. It's like, oh, well, tack on a few bucks here or there. Worry about it later. But, you know, people didn't carry cash or they didn't want to do cash tips. And I just don't think they would be asking for it as much. And obviously you have with the iPads at every damn place to check you out.
And two, I think with cash, I was just thinking about this. I was going to bring it up. I went to a bar the other day and, like, I get a drink. I think it was $4 maybe, so I gave a $5 and then just keep the change. Right. You don't even think about it. Or for like, I don't know, you give them a $10, you get your $5 and back, and you give I'd give her a $1 probably.
Yeah.
If it's a you think that's acceptable? Like a $4 $5 drink,
$1
tip.
I don't see what's wrong. Keep the change. Like, I mean, that's fine. It adds up. Like to me, you shouldn't ever get insulted unless somebody's trying to insult you, like, you know, leave you $2 on the table.
I would say, what do you think
for a $200 bill?
Not an accept. Like, obviously that. Like,
well, to me, the very least, you're tipping 20%.
I think anything.
If the service sucks, I'm giving 20%.
I think 20 is the.
If the service is exceptional, they're getting like 50 or better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything under 10% starts to get a little like you're a slap.
Because a lot of the times you will say. Unless it's a bartender, because a bartender I grade differently because they are directly doing the service for you. Unless you order food and somebody fucks it up. But the server who's bringing you the drinks and bringing you the food, she or he didn't cook that or pour that drink in most cases. So if something's wrong with it or it was late getting out, or it's not always their fault.
Yes,
so
correct.
You got to go a little easier on them. But if it's a bartender and you're directly, it's a one-on-one service, and they see your empty glass and you're having to wait to ask for the beer, that already puts you in the negative category for me. That as soon as I'm down to my last drink, they should be getting me another one.
Another thing that drives me crazy too is like, when you're at a restaurant and they don't come, and I understand that places can be busy. There's a lot of stuff. But like when it's like 20 minutes
when you're
waiting for a refill, man, that's
if you keep
tough.
People's drinks full, like automatically you're going to start out very well. You're going to get a good tip right away. Even if it's a fucking lemonade, it's a water, whatever. If you keep that pitcher coming around, topping off that immediately tells me you care.
I'm a huge fan of asking for the pitcher now.
Yeah, that's
like the pitcher's a big.
Is that a thing now?
Can you just leave the pitcher here? That's what I asked for.
What, you fucking drink like a camel or something?
When we have a big group, I do like that with the pitcher. Were you ever a server?
Yes, I love it.
I would say I thought you were.
I loved it. Right? Yeah, I did. My first serving job was at Brecken's Country, or at their restaurant at their golf course in Avon Lake. It's called Legacy. Was the restaurant, and then I did it at Cheddar's, And that went really well.
That was during college, right?
Yeah, that was during college, freshman year. I think you guys came in one time.
I think I do remember. Did you?
Cheddar's was fun.
Did you get tipped pretty well?
Yeah, yeah. Cheddar's, you did
really
well.
I bet you
were
great at smooth talking people into some tips.
Yeah, yeah. I would just take their credit card and swipe it. I'm just kidding. That's nice. Horrible. but yeah, I like serving. I've never bartended.
Jub was saying that he would like to do that. Jub was saying he'd like to bartend.
I think it'd be fun until it's a packed night and there's a shit ton of people wanting something.
Yeah, that's,
you got to have a high motor for it too, man. You got to be good at it. If not, you're going to get destroyed.
I've heard some ridiculous numbers get thrown out of what they make on busy
nights. I know firsthand.
Like in some of these big cities, they work 5-6 hours from like 6 p.m. till midnight. I'm talking like $200-$300 an hour.
Oh, easily. Like, yeah. I mean, I know people that would work just the on season in Ocean City for 3-4 months and make $75,000.
Yeah, it's insane.
And not even work. Not even work in the winter.
We have friends in the Outer Banks. They do the same thing. They just work through the busy.
You just crush it. A lot of them get two jobs. Do one in the daytime, one in the night.
What they do,
and they make all the money, and then they can go travel the world and do whatever they want for the other 6-7-8 months.
It's crazy. Damn.
But that is an important service, though. But I mean,
it's not a bad gig at all.
I don't mind tipping people, like we say. Just
I think it's crazy that we were real quick on tips again, Matt, how they split every tip in secrets.
What do you guys think about that? Splitting tips or keeping your
I disagree. I think because some people
I don't
slack,
think you should ever split
it. I agree.
What if Jarrett's busy in section 100 and I'm over here and
I'm never
and then I gotta split it
that's
and then
okay.
Jarrett has to split it with some cornball over
Where
there?
Where does that come from, do you think?
I don't know.
Is that like a union thing? Like you have to split them up? I mean, what if you're lazy and I'm not, or vice versa?
And I think it's crazy to place like secrets where it's fucking 9 million bars in the place and you don't like the one bar that where there's nobody.
How'd you guys
at,
find out
then,
they had to split them?
We just asked
some of the people,
the servers.
Well, how about I ask you guys when you were down there? We made the mistake. We went in late one time, and it was like $40 to get in.
Yeah,
that
you got to go early if you want to. If you know
that
to avoid
is crazy.
The cover. It goes up $5 an hour usually.
Yeah, that was insane to me.
$40 cover charge.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm glad
people
we go
fucking
there.
Pay it. Yeah. Just seen Memorial Day. People were paying. I think one of the girls told me that the cover might have went up to $60 or $70.
Oh, that would make me want to throw up.
Do you even get a drink with that? Or like,
no, you don't get shit.
Oh,
you get in the door.
I would have entered a
shit.
That's
a good thing.
Good thing
we go early.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go. If you go before 5 o'clock or I mean, I know it's a long day, but they got food. You don't have to drink the whole time. I mean, none of us ended up in the bay.
What did you say? That pretzel kept you alive?
Kept me alive. You know, it's a great, wonderful business plan. If you haven't been to Secrets Ocean City, Jamaica, USA, check it out because
it's really cool.
A great concept. You go to that nightclub and you're already just blasted out of your mind. And here they go. They got this little tiny little concession stand there with pizza and pretzels and hot dogs.
I
just
could
to
go
keep
there.
You alive because you're ready to crawl and die in there and you still got a band getting ready to start to play.
You literally, if you went there,
it's
you
a
might
saving grace.
Bring a sleeping bag.
Not just
this there. Place, it is one of my favorite places in the world.
It's unlike anything else. You'll never see anything like
it. It's so
unique. The guys did an amazing job,
so
the whole plan of it. It's an exceptional
model.
I
could stay there literally the whole day. And the whole time that we're there, I think it's just the coolest fucking thing in the world.
Dude, I tell you what, I love a hot dog when I'm drunk. A chili cheese dog when I'm drunk.
It's
the best thing in the world. Like, we were at West Lib and Frank used to make
Frank was a hero.
Frank used to make some
dogs.
Dude,
I would fuck those hot dogs up. They were so good. Anything with chili and cheese.
Yeah, Frank was a hero.
And you know what's crazy? Like, we were paying, I'm pretty sure it was like $2 or $3 a hot dog. I mean, that's like, that's not bad at all.
Oh, I'd buy 4 of them.
Give them a 10.
Out of my mind. Buying a glizzy.
Man, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, dude, I'm so starving.
What do you got for us, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. Where's that paper at? All
right. I'll
go to
it. I know. I was looking for it, and I don't know where the hell it's at. It might be under here.
That's all right. I won't.
We'll go about what. Heck, we've already been going about 40 minutes.
Yeah, no, I want to find at least another. I didn't have any topics.
I know.
Prepared,
the other day, I didn't have any either.
Trying to think of anything else that's going on in the world today.
Yeah, we need Jub back here because he knows where the paper. I don't know where the paper went.
All right, here's one for you guys. This is a general question we probably haven't talked about. Do you guys think that product or drug testing on animals is ethical?
Oh man.
Now you guys are all pet owners.
Yeah, I gotta say no.
So in any regard, or do you think like lab rats are okay?
Ah, Gosh, that's so tough.
I mean, fuck those rats. They don't
I agree.
Go in the sewer.
I think I can agree with you on that.
My initial answer is no, but is there a safe way to do it? Like, is it because think about it. All the things that keep us healthy now, where were they tested?
Well, they were supposed to be tested, except the COVID vaccines. Yeah, that didn't get tested on anything.
My thing is, like, my first initial answer is no. I don't want it I don't want it done on the animals that are domesticated. Like, I don't want it done on our dogs. I don't want it done on the animals that are, like, that are almost extinct.
They should test it on stink bugs.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to test it on,
like an ant.
Yeah, like almost on these.
Well, the ant doesn't really have the same like skeletal structure. No, I think they try to do it on animals that have similar like systems to humans. Like,
wonder if they can start to test them on plants. That'd be interesting.
Well, I don't know how they can do that.
Yeah,
the plants don't have the organs and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't see the problem. It's obviously, you don't want them doing it on, you know, like you said, domesticated pets. But the ones that have the small brains and, I mean, what about monkeys?
Well, here's my thing. All of the things that keep us safe and healthy right now, where were they tested?
They had to be. They had to be tested. Yeah. I mean, or you can do human trials, which I'm all fine for. I think they should test them in the prisons.
Yeah.
I think they should test them with the people that are homeless and get them into, you know, places to live and say, okay, you're going to participate in this treatment. We're going to set you up.
We'll give you housing and
here
food.
You go. You're going to roll the dice. You roll the dice out on the street every night. You're going to roll the dice here.
I definitely think, like, major criminals for sure.
Absolutely.
Why not? They're not. I mean, they're going to be. I put them to use.
I said that. I think also that in major criminals, going off of that, don't you think that like if you're on death row, and like say we want to assassinate a world leader, they should get a group of death row inmates and say, "All right, you're going over here to Iraq or wherever. You're going into the mountains of Afghanistan. We're going to give you all the materials you need. If you go in there and kill Osama bin Laden." You're free. Your sentence is commuted.
Wow. That's like a Suicide Squad.
Yep.
They get all the villains together and they
do
go,
it.
To go complete a mission.
I just feel like that would help our prisons get less populated, too. Let these people go.
Never thought about it.
Let them give them a shot. And see what they do. If they die, they're going to die anyway.
Wow. That would have never crossed my mind.
People think that's inhumane, but I don't. They shouldn't have been on death row anyway. You're killing people or raping people or doing something terrible. So,
man.
Roll the dice. What do you guys think?
What's
worth a try?
You say prison. This popped in my mind. When did Alcatraz shut down?
After the guys escaped in 19...
Wait, that's actually what got it to shut down?
Escaped? So like less than a year later, it got... Yeah, when Frank Morris and the Anglin brothers escaped in... I don't know if that was the early 70s or the late 60s.
Yeah, March 21st, 1963.
Okay, so 63... Yeah, and then less than a year later, it was decommissioned and shut down.
That's just what a crazy like. That's just out there in the middle of the water like that. I haven't got to go.
I want
to
go so.
I haven't stepped foot on it. I got to see it from afar when I was in San Francisco, but it just looks unbelievable out there like that.
Now let me ask you guys this: a city that if and take the social issues out of it, like a city in the world, it can be the world. Actually, let's do this. Let's do two. Let's do the United States first, and then we'll do the world. So a city that you would absolutely 100%, it would be your number one choice to live in. Now, throw out all the social issues. There's say everything is pretty stable. Everything is, I don't want to say perfect because the world will never be perfect, but a very, very good livable climate. There's the people are normal for the most part, and it's just no civil unrest, and it's very, you know, just calm and ready to be lived in. What's your number one pick?
I didn't get to explore. I went to a wedding in San Diego, but yeah, I would love to take everyone from here and stick us on a water and see how our daily lives were. Like, I'd also like to take all of us and stick everyone from around this area, like everyone that I love and everyone that we're close to, and stick them in like Savannah, Georgia, right there on the water, like where the food is just unbelievable. Like the weather's great year round, like the beer's cold all the time. But I mean, you can get that anywhere, but something like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good pick. Cooley, what about you?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Probably like somewhere in Florida.
Yeah,
because I've always wanted to go back there. I think if we could all be like near the beach. And we all have boats or whatever.
Chair, what would be your pick? Pittsburgh, downtown.
I do like the Berg, but no, I got it because I have lived there before. St. Pete Beach, Florida, is just by far my favorite place I've ever lived
I'm
at
right
or,
there with
or
you.
Ever
it's
been. It just there's something about I just love the beach. I love the heat. I love Like,
well, some places
I just love the vibe of like it just everything like insane in that area just feels like
it's
just low key.
Do you feel like that is home to you? Like,
it's besides here, yes.
Because that's how I feel about Ocean City. Yes. Like, I feel more at home in Ocean City than I do in Wheeling. Like, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
So that would be my if I didn't have Ocean City though, I would pick San Francisco.
Yeah.
But I can't live there. I can't go there now. It sickens me. I absolutely think San Francisco is one of the most incredible geographic cities ever, and just everything about it—the bay, I will never probably be able to go there because I'll probably get killed or arrested as soon as I get there, because I don't mesh with anything that goes on in that city, and it's sad because I want to go to that ballpark. I think that ballpark next to PNC is the best ballpark in baseball, and maybe Camden Yards, but. Something about being on the water to me. I should have been born there. Like we're born down here on the river, Jarrett. But you feel more at home. Like
yeah,
you say,
I know
St. Pete
does. St. Pete,
like,
it,
you
yeah.
just feel at home there.
I don't know what it is. It's just like when I'm there, and I guess because I'm so familiar with it, I know like.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what it is.
That helps a lot.
I feel the same way from the summer when we went. Every time we go back now, it's like I feel so at ease when I'm down there.
There's definitely a truth to that because when I would travel a lot. When I worked at West Liberty, we would go to Fort Lauderdale a lot, and then I would go to a lot of Miami games separately. So I was down in South Florida a lot, and that was another place that I got very, very used to going around. I felt very comfortable there because I had been there so many times. It was like, geez, this is like my local place now, and you get that comfort level. So I think that's probably how we feel that way.
Yeah, I think once you get to a like where you don't need a GPS to get around.
Well, yeah, that's a good word.
And you feel like. Like if I was, I don't know, just said I got like hurt or something or something happened, you would know where to go or like,
right.
like in a place like Seattle when Cooley and I went there, like it just felt
overwhelming.
It was overwhelming and it just, I was scared there. It just,
there was
an uneasy feeling of like when I was there, just that I didn't know I'm 5 hours from anybody or five.
The coolest part about the whole like. The coolest part about down there in St. Pete is like that whole Tierra Verde, St. Pete, like when you get on the interstate now, like the Rays stadiums to your right, like you go into Tampa, like all of it just feels so, and anytime you go over a bridge with water, it's like you're at ease.
It's just, like I love that. I absolutely love that area there. It's just beautiful. That itself, it's gorgeous down there. But
how about World City? Living outside the United States.
I haven't got to go to Europe yet, but I want to go so badly to some of those big cities.
But do you want to live in one of those?
Amsterdam.
I'll tell you what, man. Amsterdam, fucking nuts. But
yeah, no, everyone's
I don't think I could live in Amsterdam.
Told me that they couldn't survive there. Although Holland as a country, to me, is really neat. Not necessarily Amsterdam. It's just a little high action. And just whatever you want in that city, buddy, is available.
Yeah,
you see it firsthand.
It's fucking there.
Anything.
Oh, man. I think...
that'd be too strenuous for me.
And I haven't been to Europe yet. I'd say probably somewhere like maybe in like Italy. I think a place like Italy, like on the water too, like that.
I think
like
Greece looks
Italy,
unbelievable.
Yeah, like an Italy, Greece type place. Croatia. I don't know. I would like to go to London though and see what that's like.
You like
to
live in
out
London?
Out of the four I saw, London would be the one I pick because it's not like the most expensive, but it's still like that city feel on it.
Yeah, and like maybe not even London, like somewhere in the UK, like kind of like the countryside. I feel like
I like to live in Scotland. Like
I feel like that's kind of like somewhat comparable to here, like West Virginia.
Matt, that's where I gotta get is to Scotland. We did the ancestry thing and tracked it all the way back to where the Campbells are from in Midlothian, Scotland. Like that's what I gotta get there. Like that looks
gotta
awesome.
Do it. Take your family and go there sometime. It'll be.
Would yours be Scotland, Matt?
I'm torn because I think those little quaint villages in like you say Italy, France, Spain. Those ones that are. Off the beaten path, where there's like 280 people that live in the city.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful.
You got like
and the
towering mountains.
Yes, you got mountains, and the terrain of the streets are like this. And
a beautiful.
I find those to be
river.
Incredibly intriguing.
Yeah,
but I really find myself like drawn to the Far East. Like I, for whatever reason, I think living in like Hong Kong or Tokyo would be absolutely. Cool as hell.
I feel like Tokyo would be I feel like it wouldn't even
Tokyo.
Seem real.
But I would want to live like right in the downtown, like and get really used to
that.
It because I always feel like it. I always kind of was drawn to that. Like I wouldn't mind living in one of those big cities, but you just at the time now you're at the age you're at and as life goes on, it's like you're less likely. But if you were able to get to start like right out of college, you get your job, you get right into there, I feel like it would have been great to live in a lot of nice cities. But I always kind of been drawn to Tokyo.
Tokyo, movies
and stuff I see there, it's like, I don't know why, it seems intriguing to me.
Definitely seems like a place I'd like to go visit, especially with Cools. I know you want to go there big time in job. And
Tokyo just looks so clean when people put all the pictures
does.
And just all the lights.
It's such a different culture. Yeah. I feel like it wouldn't even feel real being in a place like compared to where we live.
Yeah.
Going to Tokyo, the most populated city in the world with like you said, lights and these skyscrapers. And like your alleyways are like this. I don't know what it is. I think the narrow alleyways with like the fucking lights and shit, I think is like the coolest thing. Like cozy.
How many light bulbs do you think are in Tokyo? Everything's lit up. It's just amazing.
Let's look that up and wonder if we can find
that. It's like going to Coruscant if you're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I didn't know it is. It is
what it's like. That's what it reminds me. Maybe that's why I like it, because it's a Star Wars planet. How about a city that you would absolutely detest to live? Like you hate beyond imagination. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Well, other than Wheeling? From our experience in Seattle.
Nah, see, that would be
a
tough one.
Fucking dump.
Yeah, I would not want
to. There hasn't been anywhere that I've gone yet that I've gotten to visit where I'm like,
you hated?
I'm never coming back here.
Philadelphia, you've been there?
Super young, can't really remember it.
Yeah. That's up there for me.
I'd love to visit L.A., but I just, that can't be for us. L.A. I mean, not for me, at least I can't be for me.
Do you ever find yourself, like, obviously the L.A., like the downtown and being out on the, like, 9-lane expressway seems so miserable. But, like, if you ever watch, like, a TV show or something that's, like, where the character will, like, live out of the city and they, like, have a view looking down from, like, the Hollywood Hills or something. Something about that is very neat and soothing and peaceful.
Cool. Yeah.
But you got to deal with all the other shit around it. So, like, L.A.'s grown on me a little bit, but I couldn't do it
because
of the traffic
and
stuff.
When we got off that plane in San Francisco, we went in 2021, so after the riots. There was just, first off, the interstate was insane. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. Number two, you could literally see when you got into downtown San Francisco. Like, we went across the Golden Gate. There was a little town called Sausalito.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Sausalito, yeah.
When you got across the Golden Gate into downtown San Francisco, you could see, like, the vibrance and what it used to be like before the riots.
Right.
And it was just, like, you could almost picture it. I'm sure there's pictures everywhere, but it was beautiful. Like, you could just...
Yeah. Settings
and the city's up on
a hill and the trolley cars.
Yeah,
and,
it's like, it almost doesn't look real. But.
Fascinating.
Do you like Pittsburgh, Matt?
You're always said about Pittsburgh. If I lived in Pittsburgh, I'd have to live somewhere where I could do everything on foot. I could not drive in every day.
That,
I hate it. I hate driving
I
think it's a beautiful city. I think walking downtown is really, really cool. I like it, but I cannot drive in it. That breaks everything for me.
It's got to be up there with one of the
Boston
worst.
Boston and Pittsburgh,
worst,
at least from what I've heard, of the two worst cities to drive in.
Like, set up to drive. I mean,
it's awful. One way is that don't
going,
work.
Going into Pittsburgh is the worst. I haven't gone through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Now that I'm there, I like know different ways to go.
Right.
I have not gone through the Fort Pitt Tunnel since I
probably
moved.
Never will.
Oh, I can't. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate it.
Don't make a wrong turn in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
You're done.
You're done. That's
you're
it.
Finished.
Done.
You can't get back to where you're going. It's 20 minutes. Your GPS even starts freaking out on you. It's not fun. Not
the
at all.
The West End Bridge is like my savior. I fucking love the West
End. I went over West End with you for the first time. That's one of the coolest views.
The view of Pittsburgh has to be one of the best in the country. Just the from Mount Washington. Absolutely beautiful city.
Up on the incline and stuff, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not a fun city to drive in. Boston, bad one to drive in.
Boston,
New York.
That's a place I'd like to go to.
Boston's cool. It's
go
nice.
See Fenway.
Yeah, that's definitely worth going to. Absolutely. If you had to go to one or got to go to one stadium or ballpark or something, what would you guys choose there?
I want to see Fenway badly. I want to go see the
Vikings.
Would
you pick Fenway over Wrigley? Or have you been to Wrigley?
No, I still have to get to both of them.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Probably,
I'd pick Fenway. Just
probably Fenway.
I want to sit on the monster.
They didn't even have the monster seats there when I went. But
yeah, probably.
I'd like to get it.
It's
a great
probably
park.
Fenway.
Really
probably
yeah.
Fenway or I would like to go see a Dodger game. I think a Dodger game out in LA would be cool. I think that would be neat. I think that's definitely something I think I'd enjoy is doing the 30 parks to try to get to all of them.
I'm not really as interested in anything out west. Like, the three major ones here are Camden and Baltimore, then, Wrigley and Fenway. So, I would probably say Fenway, too, but there's a couple.
Did you go to Oracle when you were in San Francisco?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's
it's
so
just
neat.
It's just stupid.
I love watching games on TV at that place.
There's a couple football like arenas and stadiums that I really want to
like
get
for
to.
College venues.
Yeah, I really want to go see a game like in Ann Arbor for Michigan. And I'd like to go see where the Vikings play. I just think it looks so loud in there that
we got to get down to Oklahoma to see our boy Jake.
It's not during tornado season.
Yeah,
although that wouldn't be during football. So
yeah, that would be cool. And Rocky Top would be neat to see. That would be.
I've been passed through Knoxville, but I've never been to Knoxville before. I've been to Memphis, but no, it's traveling is fun.
It is very
fun to do it, but it's also can be frustrating. Cooley, you're probably happy to be home after your trip, huh?
I'm not gonna lie, Matt. I could have kept going.
Really?
It was so much fun. But it was nice to get back in my bed
because you're probably tired.
I was sharing a bed for 9 days, and it was a lot of.
So how many days do you think would have been good? Like a 15-20 day vacation?
Oh my God! I truly think if I'm with all my friends, I could go forever.
Yeah.
But. I don't know.
Well, you guys talk. I've never been on a cruise, but you guys talk about the right amount of days for a cruise.
Well, yeah. It's a little different.
Cruise is tough. I think for me, five days on a cruise. Seven's too long.
Yeah.
Seven's too long.
I can't
for
do
me.
Those Caribbean ones you guys do. I couldn't do those.
They are fun.
I'm sure they're all right, but I didn't.
Alaska was so
now
cool.
That one I would love.
Alaska was
and those
really
river
cool.
cruises in Europe, that's
yeah,
what I
Yeah, Alaska was really,
on.
Really neat. Did well, they, then, I mean, so you. You go 9 days in Europe and then come back.
And we just did 3 days.
And then 3 days in Deep Creek, which was a good trip. It was a very good trip. Deep Creek in the summer is way different than Deep Creek
in the winter.
Yeah,
I'm happy you guys got to see
crazy.
That.
Totally different.
So much more fun.
Which I think we may have decided we might not do winter anymore. We're just going to go strictly summer.
Did you guys dock your boat anywhere?
We never went up to a dock, but we would go and park like. Mm-hmm. Which sucked is we didn't have an anchor on the boat.
Yeah.
Isn't that like against
weird.
The law?
I don't know. I think they said
Jeez, Jubb would have been a nervous wreck about that. The police would have pulled you guys over for not having an anchor.
Know.
How
I don't
are you going to stop?
Yeah, so we just kind of had to float when we would stop and we'd like start drifting towards docks and we'd have to, it was a pain in the ass.
I don't think you're allowed to go out without an
That's
anchor.
That's what I thought.
It's dangerous.
And they said it was some liability. I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea.
It was fun, though. It was fun as hell.
Yeah, that was the first time
that we... Is that... I should know the answer. Is that a man-made lake?
I don't think...
I'm
going to
look.
I'm going
to say no.
It doesn't
look
like it. Yeah,
it's fucking huge.
I don't think it is.
Deep Creek is massive. I didn't
know. I
know.
It is crazy
big.
How
it takes
big
forever
it is.
To get around
I've been down there a couple times, but I've never...
It is really a neat place.
It is
very neat. It's such a different... Like I said, it's a different... vibe.
The fall's neat too. The
we got
leaves
our
first
experience at Honey Honey Bud.
Yeah, Honey Honey.
That's why I asked you guys.
Really
the first
cool.
time I went on that lake, we docked at Honey Honey.
Yeah, which is
and then
which
you,
is cool.
You got off the boat and
yeah, that's awesome. That's a place that I could think I could live for maybe a little bit. I don't know.
I'd
but
like
the only problem the only problem there is that
too many tourists.
That tourists and you're so far away from. Like
yeah, civilization.
Civilization. Once you get off,
you
like
to the store and do things.
Yeah,
like,
and everything there is expensive as hell. Because you, I mean,
resort.
It's a good little vacation home spot. I feel like you go there for a couple weeks or a weekend or whatever you want to do. A little boat day.
Did you find if Deep Creek was man-made?
No, I can't.
Deep I don't
know.
Think,
it might not be. I don't know. I have no clue.
Is Deep Creek Lake man-made? I'm going to say no because I can't find anything on it. Well, no, it says 99th anniversary of Deep Creek Lake.
Well, then it didn't exist forever.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah,
unless
the
they just found it. Like, it was undiscovered territory.
Now I'm intrigued.
Man, now when you look at a map, it almost looks like it is man-made.
Maryland's largest freshwater lake, Deep Creek Lake, marks its 99th anniversary in 2024.
It didn't really answer the question.
Yeah, I know. It's also voted... as Deep Creek as the best lake for swimming in the U.S. I didn't. That's interesting.
Well, that's good. Huh. That freshwater swimming scares me though.
Oh,
because you get those brain-eating amoebas now.
That's
that are
what
in all these waters.
That's what Jubb said.
Like when Nick was, you guys sent that picture of Nick laying in there. Man, I was like, I'm putting my ears down in there. They'll go right in there. And, you know,
I was.
Eat it out
I was kind of scared. I had this wound on my hand.
Ooh, yeah, you watch that.
But I had to get in and piss.
Well, yeah.
I had to get in and take it. But I wasn't in
there.
Could have
kept your
hands above
the water.
That's another thing. You're going in there and you're pissing, and it's like, oh, that's just making it better.
Yeah.
The water's
hopefully
getting cleaner by the minute.
Maybe they pump in chlorine.
That's like the Olympics, if you asked about that when they do those marathon swimming in the freshwater things.
Oh, yeah, we were talking
about that. Like, that would terrify me because I love to swim, and I'd love to do that, but I don't know if I could. Like, they plug their noses, their ears up, everything, but, like, breathing and getting that, ingesting that, there's a lot of things, of parasites in the water now that are just – dangerous, and like they kill people. Like it's amazing how many like young kids, high school kids, go on spring break and they go into these lakes out in Georgia or someplace, and these people are getting these things that eat their brain apart.
Jeez.
Terrifying to me.
Yeah. Hopefully my brain doesn't get eaten.
Well, what about Nick? How's his brain?
His brain's always so good. In bad shape. I think at this point, I think we're probably okay.
Yeah.
I think we'd probably be dead by now if he.
He hasn't started to have swelling or anything weird.
Yeah, I think we're.
Fever, high fever.
My head is.
Did Nick put up good numbers at Deep Creek?
He did. Nick, because he'll listen cool to this, and he's not here to defend himself, but he did. He went pretty hard the first day.
What
on
was
the
his
boat.
Drink of choice?
He was going on some Arnold Palmer's, hard Arnold
What'd
Palmer.
What'd you do?
That's hard to say.
Oh, dude, yeah. I put up some LeBron numbers.
Which night?
28-7. Every night. Every day.
Yeah, what? How late were you guys at Honey Honey?
Not super late, actually, which was nice.
But, I mean, we went back to the house and kept the party going. But, yeah, you know, I performed. I always perform. I'm one of the more underrated players in the game, I would say.
I wouldn't even say you're underrated.
Well, Coach would disagree with that on Pine Room Saturday when you're dragging from a hangover.
Yeah,
he gets on your ass about that heavy.
Let me see what time I called Jared.
We're finally. I feel like we were better this season because we had no more college, and it was just all we get to look forward to is Pine Room Saturday.
I gotta say,
because
normally it was Friday nights at West Lib, when I'm hammered out of my mind.
What day did you guys go on the boat?
Friday.
I called Jared at 7:02 and he was slurring his words. This was 7:02 at night.
It was
a long day. But it was a good trip, and thanks to Nolt for having us on his bachelor party, and going to be a good
When's
wedding
the big
here.
Wedding?
The 27th, July 27th, about a month. Yeah, about exactly a month almost. And I was telling Chris and Cooley last episode. I'm kind of not that I'm nervous. It's like it's my first ever time being in a wedding, so I'm kind of there's a little bit of nervous energy.
You'll do
like,
well.
I'm excited.
You'll
not that it's about like us. But,
do you know is the girl he's marrying well?
I know. Like I know her. I don't know her super well. She went to West Lib.
Well, all you gotta do is walk. So
yeah, I know.
You should be all right.
Well, and I gotta make sure I don't pass out up when we're standing there.
So how many? Who's all in the wedding?
There's 10 of us, I think.
Gee,
10. Yeah,
good
10.
Lord, where's this wedding at?
Ogilby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep, up at Ogilby. Gonna be a good inside and outside. I think there's 10 of us, 9 or 10, but it's a big party and all of our best friends. So it should be a good one. Have you been in a wedding, Matt? Yeah, you were in your sister's wedding. No.
Well, hers was like,
hers,
not,
yeah,
like
I would say
one
she
of
didn't
those
have
like
a,
like weird ones where you got like 95
yeah,
people
true.
Walking
that's,
into
yeah,
the thing
say,
and stuff.
I
so no, I was glad to be not
right,
a part
yeah.
of that. No, but no, I never really have been actually in the bridal party or the groomsman party, which I'm happy about. So
yeah,
and a lot of my closest
money.
Friends aren't married because they're smart. So
yeah.
Sorry, Soup. I know you're now. All right, so let's talk about this marriage compatibility. I mean, obviously you and Sammy have been together for a long, long time, so that's probably very helpful. Is there anything that you're a little bit apprehensive about? You guys have lived together.
No, she always says, like, behind closed doors, she always says at the end of the day, do you like the person you're with? Like, it really just comes...
I figure you guys would have figured that out by now.
Yeah, it really just comes down to that. Like, you can agree on a lot of things, you can disagree on a lot of things, but, like, at the end of the day, like, do you just like them?
Yeah.
Like,
does she ever just look at you and say, do you like me still?
Yeah, oh, yeah, all the time. but, no, seriously, I mean, that's like the best advice I've got. Like, can you like the person at the end of the day when you disagree on
something?
Yeah,
that's probably pretty important. You got to have the respect level.
Yeah.
There. Like, how long has Noel dated this girl that he's
It's going up on probably 3 or 4, maybe 4.
I'm going to ask that question. Do you guys think there's like a certain amount of time you should be with someone before
proposing? I was going to say, I don't think there's ever a defined amount. I think it's just kind of based on each person differently.
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of
but
on feel.
Do you guys have any friends who made stupid decisions and got married like too soon? Or anybody that you know? Maybe they're not your best friend.
Not
but
yet.
You,
like, I
guys,
feel like we're still too young. Like, I feel like you... like.
I mean, I've had, like, I think like pretty much every... of my friends that got married, I would say like 2 of them are still married. Like 12 or 15 of them have been divorced at least once.
That is crazy. It's crazy to see like which of all my friends get married. I wonder which ones will get a divorce. I might start taking bets on that.
Yeah,
I mean, you can make odds on it for sure.
I feel like just the older we get, especially that it's like if you date somebody, if you're in your 20s or even early 30s, if you date someone for 6 months and you're like, that's my person. If you propose, like, I mean,
do you guys think that it seems like marriages are not nearly what they once were? Like, it's not that common anymore.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy to marry someone that you haven't been with that long.
No,
like,
I agree.
At least, like, live with them for a little bit. Like, there's so many things that I think you got to learn about the other person. But
in most cases, I would agree with you, Cooley. I mean, I guess unless you absolutely just got the one diamond in the rough that was perfect and you knew it and you got lucky. But, yeah, I would say I would be very apprehensive about that.
That's just why I rushed, though. Like, you still be together.
Right.
Nothing really changes, I think, when you get married.
Yeah, anyway. I know. That's the thing. I feel like, a lot of guys I know just, like, I got to get, like, we got to get this done. Like, I got to get married. Like, have the wedding. Boom. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just a big party to me. Like,
yeah,
and I feel like you sign the papers, weddings and that's the only thing that's different.
Weddings are tough.
I'm sure it works either way, but I think you definitely should live with each other for a little bit before you get married, too. Because imagine, like, you never live together, you get married, and then you move in together. Like, what if you don't like the way they, like, wash their dishes?
Everything.
They don't flush the toilet.
Yeah, what if they don't?
Well, even, I mean, you got to see how a person reacts to certain stuff.
Yes.
Like, you got to go through tough times and all that. Like, I don't know. Definitely couldn't marry someone within 6 months, but that's just me.
No, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I could either, but if you got two grown adults.
Our lesson of the day,
don't
get married.
You think there should be a timetable.
I don't, but.
So, I mean, so you.
I couldn't propose within 6 months.
So why
you
just.
But
so what is it?
You can't.
You can't play both sides. You got to pick a side.
Cooley, if you found the girl of your dreams and you know it's the one, like,
he'll marry
her.
How
if she's
soon
the one,
would you do
then she'll
it?
Understand
that you're waiting.
That we shouldn't get married within 6 months.
Bro, you're telling me if you go back to Europe, you see a girl for a week straight, and then you date her, and 6 months you know she's the one, you're just going to wait around?
Yes. Because you can be surprised by people.
Dude,
you might think you know someone in 6 months, but you really don't. I don't think you do.
I think you're fine.
No, fuck not. 6 months is, God, that's not a long time at all.
If you spend every day with them for 6 months, you should be able to read the person.
I've been for like 6 years, and I still learn new shit about you all the time.
But we're not married. I'm not marrying you.
Yeah, but
if I was gonna marry you, I would have spent more time getting to know you if I planned on marrying you.
You guys already live together, so
and
I fucking hated it.
And
that's why you're not married.
And I loved it. And I loved it.
I wouldn't have married him.
That's why he turned into one of my best friends is when I lived with you.
Well, so our lesson of the episode is that. Make sure you marry the right person.
No rush.
Don't rush yourself.
Yeah, I think everybody when they're up there thinks it's the right person at the time, but then it turns out that it's not a lot of the time.
Don't be like Cooley and I. We moved in together, and Jarrett was there as well, and then we fought. We had a legit fight that I won.
No, that was bullshit.
That
was fucking bullshit.
We'll be here.
Well, fighting's
till,
natural,
we'll be here
isn't
till
it?
6 o'clock.
Yes, natural.
You don't beat your fence.
Yeah, I say don't have a physical fight with your fiance or your wife.
Fucking bullshit. I'm still mad about that.
What you guys want to elaborate? Or
I put Cooley in a chokehold outside of a Chick-fil-A in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I walked up behind him and I poked the back of his knee.
I think I did hear this.
I think we've definitely talked about this before.
I just fall and he puts me in a headlock and I was fucking pissed. I was so mad.
Jarrett said Cooley didn't talk the entire lunch.
No, because he hit my knees off the concrete. It hurt.
Well, all's well that ends well, fellas.
That's right.
Anything else you want to hit on before we wrap her up?
I think we're about good. Episode 1.
I don't even know the number. I could have introduced it to that, but
when
it's
season 2 start?
That's a good question. We'll have to talk.
Speaking of season 2, House of the Dragon,
I
thought the second episode was exceptional. I thought it was really good. Did you watch it?
I liked it a lot too. People were complaining that it was slow,
but people fucking bitch so much. I mean, come on.
It was just a typical.
It was so good. That second episode was awesome.
They got good actors in these roles, and I thought the episode one was a slower build because you're kind of rehashing what was going on. Jarrett doesn't pay attention to it, so he doesn't
know.
But he's in for a treat if he ever wants to sit down and watch.
I just can't believe how they are setting it up exactly.
I thought episode 2 was awesome. Like, I can always tell, like, when I'm on edge and the thing goes so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like it's over already.
So, would it be smart? Well, actually, I'll ask it this way. Would you want to go back and watch Game of Thrones and House of Dragon for the first time?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a couple
at some point watch
it.
If
I decide to do I'll be excited.
Find yourself a girl who hasn't watched it yet. That'd be a good start.
That'd be a good start.
I'll tell you
but
what.
But I feel like it. I feel like it's like a fall winter type show because isn't it kind of cold?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
yeah, they definitely.
And, well, some parts of it. Not
it's
all
good
of it.
In any season. You can watch it whenever. Exactly. It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, you're not always up in Winterfell. So.
I think they're playing Aegon Targaryen right now. His character he is awesome to watch right now.
Yeah, fascinating, the inbreeding that goes on with the Targaryens, too, and it's tricky to keep track of, but so far, I got to say, it's good. I mean, it's living right up to the hype so far.
Yeah, they're doing
a
great job.
Any other shows you guys are watching lately? Anything good?
Well, The Acolyte. And
well, that's on another scale, which is so upsetting. Star Wars has been ruined by that show so far.
Horrible.
And you know what? I'll end up watching it all just because, but
I've not enjoyed it at all. It's just horrible. I mean, Kaidi Mundi is in the show. He wasn't even born yet.
Which makes no sense. That's unbelievable.
The power of one, the power of two.
Really, really
the
bad
power
so far.
Of many. You got to see that, Cools.
I got to
watch
it.
That almost made me throw up, that part, Matt.
I didn't have high hopes going in. It's really even worse than I thought.
So
the girl who wrote that is just, she should be excommunicated from writing. Maybe Trump will throw in prison.
I think he could do that.
Yeah. He's not going to do that. Don't worry. All right, that'll do it for us here. Episode, what was it again?
114.
114.
I think.
Woo. Well, we'll check the math
let's,
on
yeah,
that.
Wait, let me double
be able
check.
To look at
I
the
think
graphics.
It's one. Every time. That's so bad we forget every time. I guess
I've been here 5 weeks.
Oh,
no,
wait. Oh, yeah, 114. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. I thought it was 113.
That'll
it's
do
114.
It. From the Pine Room Studios in Luxurious Wheeling, episode 114 is a wrap. I don't know what the crew will be like next week, but it'll be hard to rival this foursome. We will see you on the radio on Friday. Watchdog Network, check us out every single Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. And get on over to yesbrownies.com. Get your Brownie House brownies ordered immediately.
Promo code Pine Room.
There you go. 20% off your order. We will see you next week from the Pine Room, and it won't be too long. We're about, 8 weeks away from actual Pine Room living again. So we look forward to that, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Adios.
Peace.
I'm so fucking hot.
Good job, fellas.
Nice job. Starting at 3 like that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
That ain't bad.
That's nice. Keep it quiet. My mom texted me and said she's got tater tot casserole.
Oh,
yummy. Yeah.